Welcome, everyone, to Lots of Love Ministries. As we continue our study on the names of the one true God, this has been such a blessing to get to know our God and who He is and all His names. As we began this journey, we saw God as Bore, our Creator, and Elohim, the Mighty One, who shaped the universe and still cares for us. Then we kept building on that foundation and met God as El Elyon, God above all gods and powers, and El Olam, God everlasting, outside of time, unchanging, and eternal. Then we met Him as El Shaddai, God Almighty, All-Sufficient One, the God of abundance and power, who nourishes and supplies, and El Roy, God who sees, the God who notices, cares, and acts on our behalf. Last week, we learned God's covenant name, Yahweh, the I Am Who I Am, and Echad, the one true God. Today, as we continue our journey, we will meet God as Yahweh Jireh, our provider, God's provision in every circumstance, and Yahweh Rapha, our healer, God's power to heal body, mind, and spirit. But first, let's open in prayer. Abba, we come before you with open hearts, eager to know you more. We thank you for every promise in your word and for every name that reveals a new part of who you are. Today, as we learn about you as Yahweh Jireh, our provider, and Yahweh Rapha, our healer, let your truth take root in us. Let faith arise. Let hope be restored. Let us leave here knowing you more deeply and trusting you completely. In Yeshua's name, amen. So far in the series, as earlier mentioned, we've seen God as our Creator, our Almighty, our All-Sufficient One, our Everlasting God, a Covenant God, and the One who sees just as He saw the patriarchs and all of those who came before us. Today, we discover two names that speak right to the needs and hurts in our lives. Yahweh Jireh, the Lord will provide, and Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals you. God's not just aware of our needs and wounds. He is committed to meeting them. He is our provider in every circumstance, and our healer in every area of our life, body, mind, and spirit. And yes, even financially. Because some of us need financial healing, amen? So let's start with Yahweh Jireh. This name is first revealed in Genesis 22, in the story of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham's faith is tested as he called to offer up his beloved son Isaac. Just as Abraham is about to obey, God intervenes. Abraham lifts his eyes and sees a ram caught in a thicket, a substitute God Himself provided. So in Genesis 22:14, it says Abraham named that place Adonai Jireh, as it is said today, on the mountain Adonai will provide. So Adonai or Yahweh Jireh means the Lord will provide. Not just about God giving us things. It's about God seeing ahead and preparing what we need before we even realize we need it. In Philippians 4:19, we read, "My God will fulfill every need of yours according to the riches of His glory in Messiah Yeshua." And Psalm 23:1 says, "Adonai is my shepherd, I shall not want." Matthew 6:31-33. Says, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." How many of you have a need today? How many of you are following the Good Shepherd? Yeshua is our shepherd. We shall not want. He has everything we need. He will provide. Maybe you're facing a bill you can't pay, a need you can't meet, or a future you can't see. Yahweh Jireh is the God who provides, not always as we expect, but always as we need. Sometimes his provision comes as a job, or a friend's generosity, maybe as an unexpected opportunity. Sometimes it's wisdom or strength to carry on. Sometimes it's peace that passes understanding in the middle of uncertainty. Think of the widow at Zarephath. You can find that story in 1 Kings 17. Her oil and flour didn't run out because God provided daily. Or think of the Israelites in the wilderness. Read about that in Exodus 16. God sent manna, enough for each day. Yahweh Jireh provided for them. He will provide for you too. Let's declare and decree our trust in his faithfulness to meet our needs. Repeat these after me. I declare that Yahweh Jireh is my provider in every circumstance. I decree that every need in my life will be met according to God's wisdom and riches in Messiah Yeshua. I declare that I shall not lack. Adonai is my shepherd. Now let's look at Yahweh Rapha. This name is revealed in Exodus 15:26. Just after the Israelites escape Egypt and cross the Red Sea, they find themselves in the wilderness, thirsty, and come to bitter waters at Marah. God instructs Moses to throw a piece of wood into the water, and it becomes sweet. I wonder what kind of tree that was. In Exodus 15:26, we read, he said, if you diligently listen to the voice of Adonai your God, do what is right in his eyes, pay attention to his mitzvah, and keep all his decrees, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I am Adonai who heals you. Yahweh Rapha means the Lord who heals. It's not limited to the body. He heals hearts, minds, relationships, and communities. So in Psalm 103:2-3, we read, bless Adonai, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. And you will notice that in the New Testament, which we Yeshua often forgave people when they got healed. He sometimes got in trouble for that. But sometimes healing comes with repentance and forgiveness of sin. Amen? And sometimes it's other ways. You have to seek your path to healing because there's different paths depending on why you're sick. I know right now I'm fighting a battle in my health. And we took communion today to remember that we're in a blood covenant and that God is our healer. Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals. Jeremiah 30:17 says, for I will restore health to you and will heal you of your wounds. Oh, hallelujah. That's a promise right there. I need that promise today. He will restore my health. Thank you, Lord. I claim it. Isaiah 53:5, but he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. And by his stripes, we are healed. I've been quoting that one today. We've been singing about it and worshiping and praying about it and declaring that one. By his stripes, I was healed. I am healed. My body needs to manifest health. So if you are in need of healing, grab these promises. Start speaking them out, declaring and decreeing them. James 5:14-16 says, if anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of Messiah's community and let them pray over him. And the prayer of the faith will save the one who is sick. Maybe I need to find a church with a God believing elders who believe in laying hands on the sick. You mean? But maybe you're facing a diagnosis that scares you. Maybe you're carrying wounds from the past, words that hurt, losses that never heal. Maybe your mind is weary, anxious, or depressed. I understand. Been there, done that. This past week has been tough for me because I got a bad diagnosis. But that bad diagnosis just tells me I need to go to spiritual warfare, amen? I need to fight for what is mine. I need to fight for the promises that God made. I need to apply the blood to my body. Remember that my God is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Amen? Jehovah Rapha sees every wound, and he is able to heal. Sometimes healing is instant. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes it comes through medicine. Sometimes through prayer. Sometimes through the support of others. You know, I'm trying them all right now. Amen? I'm praying. I'm using medicine. Seeing that doctor. Amen? I'm doing it all. Because I want to be healed. And I don't care how I get healed. I can use any way to heal me he wants. And that's the thing. We have to be willing to walk the path that God ordains. We have to let him heal us the way he wants to heal us. I've been repenting. I've been doing it all. Be willing to do it all, whatever's necessary to get your healing. Because God wants us to walk in health. Amen? He can heal marriages. Are you having a relationship problem with your spouse? Ask God to heal that relationship. He can heal broken hearts. Sometimes it just doesn't work out and the marriage falls apart. And then our hearts are broken. And a broken heart can bring other kinds of health issues. So God can heal our broken hearts and our bodies. Amen. He can restore hope where hope has died. Have you ever felt hopeless? Like, what's the use? How can I go on? This is just too hard for me. Jehovah. Yahweh Rapha is here to heal you and restore your hope. You can go on. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your healer is here today. Amen. He's with you and he will never leave you or forsake you. Just cry out for help like David did. So many of the Psalms was David crying out to his God for help. He knew that God was Yahweh Jireh and Yahweh Rapha. He knew God provided. He knew God healed. He knew God was there. And he cried out to him, help me. Help me, oh God. Listen to my cry. Find those Psalms and pray them for yourself if you have to. Think of Naaman. He was healed of leprosy by obeying God's word. You can read about that in 2 Kings 5. Or the woman with the issue of blood. 12 years of suffering ended in a moment when she reached out to Yeshua. I was doing that this morning. By faith and the Spirit, I was reaching out and grabbing hold of Yeshua's garment. Grabbing hold of him, declaring my blood covenant. And then I'm opening my ears to hear, okay, what do I need to do? Is there something you want me to do, Lord? I will obey it. If you want me to dip 7 times in the river, I'll go do it. Although here in Florida, there's gators in the river, so he'll have to watch out for me and protect me from them gators if he asks me to go dip in a river. I've been healed numerous times in the past, throughout my life, both in body and from emotional trauma. And he's still healing me. And once again, I have to trust Yahweh Rapha for my healing, because I had that less than ideal diagnosis from the doctor this past week. So I understand if you're fighting a health battle or a relationship battle or a financial battle. Been there, done that. I've had all of them, and I'm going through some of them. I understand. But it's such an encouragement, such a blessing to know that we have a God who heals. Amen? So make these declarations and decrees with me. Repeat after me. I declare that Yahweh Rapha is a God who heals me, body, mind, and spirit. I decree that every wound and every sickness in my life is subject to God's healing power. I declare that by Yeshua's stripes, I am healed and made whole. So where do you need Yahweh Jireh to provide? Where do you need Yahweh Rapha to heal? Let's get specific and stand on God's word together. Amen. Is it a financial need? Well, he owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills, and the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Ask Yahweh Jireh to place in your hands the finances you need and commit to being a good steward of the resources he does give you. That's important. Be a good steward. So here's some verses to support that statement I just made. Psalm 50:10. Every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. Proverbs 13:22. A good person leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Philippians 4:19. My God will fulfill every need of yours according to the riches of his glory in Messiah Yeshua. So stand on these promises. Stand on the word. Yeah. What about a relationship that's broken? You know, Yahweh Jireh is all about reconciliation. He provided a ram for Abraham, but he also provided peace between us and himself. He's able to provide reconciliation in our relationships too. So do you have a relationship that needs to be reconciled? I know I have a couple. Praying for that. And 2 Corinthians 5:18 tells us, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Messiah and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. It's our ministry. It's our job to reconcile. Possible. So far as it depends on you, live in shalom with all people. That's Romans 12:18. I know sometimes I don't do the best in that area. I get irritated with people out in public, you know, and people who treat me with disrespect, and I get a little snippy maybe. You know, I'm trying to do better. I don't get as angry as I used to decades ago. But as far as it depends on me, I must attempt to live in shalom with all people. And I know I failed in that area a couple times here in the past few years. So you had to repent. You know, repent. If you're in strife, ask God how you can bring shalom to the situation. Peace and reconciliation. Colossians 3:13 tells us, bear one another and forgive each other if anyone has a grievance against another. Just as the Lord pardoned you, so also you must pardon others. Yeah, I've had a lot of people do me harm, treated me disrespectfully, tried to steal from me, maybe even did steal from me. I've had people do this, do me wrong. a lot in my life. But I have to forgive them. Because if I want to be forgiven, I have to forgive others. There's the verse that says, forgive so your Father in heaven can forgive you, right? So that's part of reconciliation. You know, maybe you won't have a relationship with them again. There is that, but we must forgive. And we must seek to reconcile if at all possible. What do you need wisdom for a decision? Or how to be a good steward? Or how to use your words in a way that honors him? Sometimes knowing what not to say is just as important as knowing what to say, especially when we're desiring reconciliation. Amen? Got to put a guard on our mouths, guard our lips. David prayed that. He asked God to put a guard upon his mouth so he wouldn't say the wrong thing. So he had a lot of enemies. James 1:5 says, now if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all without hesitation and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, let no harmful word come out of your mouth, but only what is beneficial for building up others according to the need, so that it gives grace to those who hear it. Don't we sometimes mess up in that one? We just got to give someone a piece of our mind. Before we know it, words are coming out of our mouth that probably later regret. Amen? So let's endeavor to let no harmful word come out of our mouths. Because whoever guards his mouth protects his life. And whoever opens wide his lips comes to ruin, says Proverbs 13:3. And even a fool, if he keeps quiet, is considered wise, discerning if he seals his lips. Sometimes we got to learn to keep our mouth shut. Amen? That's some wisdom right there. Just don't say anything. Doesn't matter what's going on. Keep that mouth shut sometimes, right? Maybe it's physical illness that you need, or a heart that's been hurt, or a mind that's exhausted. Oh my goodness, everything that's going on. Sometimes you just got to stop watching that news. Stuff going on. That'll wear you out. Yahweh Rapha is the God who heals all our diseases, binds up the brokenhearted, and gives rest to the weary. So let's read some few verses to help us know what God's word says on this, what the Bible tells us. Because this is biblical. What I'm teaching you is Bible. It's the truth. Psalm 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 103:2-3 says, bless Adonai, O my soul. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to stand on that one. He heals all my diseases. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Oh, especially when you're the head of the household, you have all these bills and pressures, and you're trying to take care of things. You just get weary, and it becomes a burden sometimes. You're just like, oh, my goodness. That's when you need to come to the Lord. You need to sit in his presence. You need to just say, Lord, you're in control. You're my provider. You're my healer. Give me rest. Laying here at your feet, laying it at the cross, giving it all to you. I surrender all. Those of us who've been in church for many years, remember the song we used to sing, I surrender all. Sometimes we need to just remember that song. Adonai is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. That's in Psalms 34:19. And Psalm 23:3 says, He restores my soul. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you serve a God who cares, who sees everything that's going on, and can heal you in your spirit, in your mind, and give you rest and restore your soul. Hallelujah. So wherever your need is today, finances, relationships, wisdom, healing, God's names are His promises. Call on Yahweh Jireh and Yahweh Rapha, trusting that He is able and willing to provide all that you need today. I know I am, trusting in Him. Hallelujah. My healing is going to manifest here shortly, because I know my God is the God who heals. He's Yahweh Rapha. Hallelujah. He is faithful. We sang about that during worship. Great is your faithfulness. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. But tomorrow when you wake up, look for His new mercy. The mercy for tomorrow. Look for today's mercy. And look for His mercy every day to heal and to provide. Amen? Let's pray. Yahweh Jireh, we trust You as our provider. We lay every need before You, every bill, every worry, every longing. Provide as only You can. Yahweh Rapha, we trust You as our healer. Touch every body, every heart, every mind that needs Your healing today, including myself. I receive it for myself. We receive Your provision. We receive Your healing. Thank You for being all that we need. In Yeshua's name, amen. For this week, may you walk in the confidence that Yahweh Jireh will provide for you and Yahweh Rapha will heal you. May you see His hand at work in your life, and may you be a testimony of His faithfulness to everyone you meet. I want to be a testimony of His faithfulness to everyone I meet. Hallelujah. Amen. Next week, we'll continue our journey and meet the one true God in two more of His names. I'm expecting. Until then, may there be shalom in your home.